Duquesne University announced last month it would open a College of Osteopathic Medicine. The field is growing. About 1 in 4 medical students attends an osteopathic school instead of a traditional allopathic medical school. But most people have, at best, a vague understanding of the difference.
Osteo, that means bones. Pathic, I don't know what that means, but I know osteo means bone structure.
It's more home remedy. It's more natural.
They treat some of the medical symptoms kind of with what sounds like physical therapy. It's not like physical therapy as most people know it, but some of the techniques are similar.
That was Jeffrey Thomas, Joyce Hole, and Osa Benjamin. One of the main differences is that DOs use osteopathic manipulative treatment, stretching and gentle pressure on soft tissues and joints. As part of our occasional series, A Moment of Science, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed spoke with osteopathic pediatrician Dr. Amy Maddalena of Kids Plus Pediatrics about how her training informs her practice.
You studied at the very first school of osteopathic medicine, which was started in 1892 by Andrew Taylor Still in Northeast Missouri. What did Still believe, and how was he regarded by the mainstream medical community?
Well, back then, what was mainstream medicine was very different from today. It mostly was poisonous toxic substances that were introduced to the body. So arsenic was used. There wasn't a lot known then about what the basis of diseases were. A.T. Still really wanted to find an alternative to that. He had lost several family members to an illness, and so he wanted to find another way to treat patients. And so he founded osteopathic medicine on the basis of the fact that the body has healing tendencies. And if we can encourage those, then we can help the body to heal itself instead of introducing things to the body that are toxic.
What did the mainstream providers think of him? I mean, did they think he was a quack?
They did. I would say it took many years for osteopathic medicine to really be embraced. And part of that was the shift to eventually the training being very similar. So in the beginning, it was really a very wide distance between allopathic medicine and osteopathic medicine. And over the years, it's really grown together so that eventually osteopathic physicians became licensed to practice medicine in our country the same way that MDs are. In the beginning, yes, he was definitely considered out there. But then again, people sought the treatment because it worked and because it was an alternative to what they were experiencing.
How does your training inform how you diagnose and treat patients?
We're trained to treat the body as a unit. So that includes mind, spirit, body. We're not just asking about, physical symptoms, but the whole person. Are you exercising? How's your nutrition? Are you getting outside? Things that kind of encompass and also educate our patients to the fact that we're not just looking at, why does your head hurt? What is surrounding that? And how can we treat your whole self?
Is there a place for osteopathic manipulative treatment in ailments that aren't directly musculoskeletal in nature, say cancer or allergies?
Absolutely. I would say someone in pain from cancer, for instance, we can work with the body's structure in relieving pain or in improving blood flow to an area to help the body work through. Now, of course, that would be in conjunction with mainstream treatments like antibiotics and chemotherapy and radiation. So it's not in place of, but it's a really good adjunct to that.
What can allopathic providers learn from osteopathic medicine?
We're seeing a trend of physicians understanding that the body is a unit, that we can't compartmentalize and treat one part of a person. And so I think that is the influence of the osteopathic profession, that when we see a person as a whole, we want them to see their whole selves and to consider all the ways that they can encourage their health. We learn a lot about preventive medicine, and historically, osteopathic schools have focused on training primary care physicians and focused on disease prevention. So things like exercise, being in nature, things that studies, research now is showing is so helpful, sort of is what we've been learning all along.
That was osteopathic pediatrician Dr. Amy Maddalena speaking with 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed. Find more from our Moment of Science series at our website. That's wesa.fm.